This is English USA on VOA, now lesson 62.
В эфире 62-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь просить разрешения, выполнять указания и распоряжения, и выучите новые слова по теме «дом». Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Bedroom.
Спальня.
Coach house.
Каретный сарай.
Dining room.
Столовая.
Estate.
Поместье.
Furniture.
Мебель.
Hall.
Холл. Вестибюль.
Ice house.
Ледник. Холодильная камера.
Kitchen.
Кухня.
Room.
Комната.
Smoke house.
Коптильня.
Spinning house.
Прядильня.
Stable.
Конюшня.
Storehouse.
Амбар.
Storeroom.
Кладовая.
Study.
Кабинет.
Veranda.
Веранда.
Washhouse.
Баня. Прачечная.
Gift.
Подарок.
Group.
Группа.
Land.
Земля.
Road.
Дорога.
View.
Вид.
Visitor.
Посетитель.
To belong.
Принадлежать.
To donate.
Передавать в дар, преподносить в качестве дара.
To entertain.
Развлекать.
To smoke.
Курить.
Buried.
Похороненный.
Crowded.
Переполненный народом.
Original.
Первоначальный, подлинный, оригинальный.
Private.
Личный, частный.
Public.
Общественный.
Similar.
Похожий, подобный.
Watch your step.
Осторожно, не оступитесь.
Watch your head.
Осторожно, не ударьтесь головой. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер приводит посетителей в Маунт Вернон, музей-усадьбу первого президента Соединенных Штатов Джорджа Вашингтона.
How many?
Three, please. Where do we go?
Follow that road to the house.
Thanks.
Is it far?
Oh, no. It's a very short walk. Follow me.
Where's the river?
We can see the river from the house.
Did George Washington live here a long time?
More than 40 years. The guide will tell us.
Where is the guide?
At the house.
Will it be crowded?
It's crowded on weekends.
May we look at the gardens?
Yes, we may. We can walk several places. Let's visit the house first.
There are a lot of people here.
We will have to wait a few minutes. There are many visitors.
Please wait here. I will be your guide. I will be with you in a few minutes.
You're very busy today.
Yes, it's such a beautiful day. The weather is perfect. We already have several groups inside. Please stand here until I call you. We're ready now. Come this way, please. Can you hear me? Walk this way, please. You're now in the original part of the house. It was just a small country house. More rooms were added later.
May we take pictures?
You may not take pictures in some places. There are signs to tell you.
How large was the original house?
We are in the original hall. There were two rooms on the right and two rooms on the left. George Washington added rooms to the house later. He also added land.
How large is the farm?
The estate is about 500 acres now. At one time, it was 8,000 acres. Please come this way. We will look at the downstairs first. Don't touch or sit on the furniture. We have so many visitors.
The furniture is beautiful. Is it original?
Some of it belonged to the Washington family. People have donated pieces. We have bought other pieces.
Do you know what was here when the Washington family lived here?
Yes. Someone made a list when George Washington died. We don't have all the original pieces. We have used similar pieces from the same time.
The rooms are very large.
The rooms on the first floor are rooms for entertaining, the public rooms. The family dining room and a bedroom were also on the first floor. This was the family dining room.
May we see upstairs?
Oh, yes, in a few minutes. The family bedrooms and storerooms were on the second floor.
Если вы не знаете правил и не уверены, как можно вести себя в определенных обстоятельствах, можно попросить разрешения что-то сделать. Послушайте.
May we look at the gardens?
May we take pictures?
May we see upstairs?
Правила поведения часто звучат как просьбы или указания. Послушайте некоторые примеры.
Follow that road to the house.
Please wait here. Please stand here until I call you. Come this way, please. Walk this way, please. Please come this way. Don't touch or sit on the furniture.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
Please follow me. Please follow me.
Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
Follow this road. Follow this road.
Sit down, please. Sit down, please.
Stand still. Stand still.
Take pictures. Take pictures.
Be quiet, please. Be quiet, please.
Please come this way. Please come this way.
Теперь вы попросите разрешения. Мартин предлагает что-то сделать, а вы спросите, можно ли, попросите разрешения. Например, он скажет «Stand here», «Стойте здесь», а вы спросите «May I stand here?»
«Stand here».
Спрашивайте «May I stand here?»
«See the garden».
Живее «May I see the garden?»
«Go upstairs».
Живее «May I go upstairs?»
Take pictures.
Просите разрешения. May I take pictures?
Go to the river.
Спрашивайте. May I go to the river?
Go upstairs now. We will look at the family rooms. Then you can walk through the garden.
Мартин и двое его друзей продолжают осматривать музей-усадьбу Джорджа Вашингтона в Маунт-Верноне.
Now we are on the east side of the house.
The rooms are much smaller upstairs.
Yes, the private rooms are all small. The public rooms for entertaining are large. Watch your step. Watch your head, sir. This doorway is very small.
Was this room for children?
Yes, it was. Don't touch the windows, but look at the view.
May we walk to the river?
Yes, you may walk to the river. Look at the gardens, too, and you must see where the Washington family is buried.
The family dining room was downstairs.
That's right. Also, the dining room for entertaining was downstairs.
I didn't see a kitchen. Where was the kitchen?
It was in another building. All the rooms for work were outside this house.
What buildings were there?
The kitchen, of course. There was a wash house, a smokehouse for preserving meat. There was an ice house, a coach house, a spinning house, and several storehouses.
May we see those?
Yes, you may. Don't forget the stables. They are near the garden.
Can we eat lunch here?
Not on the estate. There is a restaurant near the gate where you came in. Come this way, please.
Oh, how beautiful.
This chair is original.
Did George Washington have an office in the house?
Yes, his office, or study, is on the first floor. Some of his things are still in it.
May we see it?
Yes, of course. We'll go downstairs. Turn left and go downstairs. Wait at the bottom of the stairs.
Martin, have you visited Mount Vernon before?
Yes, I have, several times. I often bring visitors here.
It's a beautiful place. How far is it from Washington, D.C.?
About 15 miles, I think.
All right. Here we are.
May we smoke?
No, please don't smoke. It's dangerous.
There are a lot of books.
We now have more than 70 of George Washington's own books. There are about 800 books in the library.
Thank you very much for your time.
May we go outside now?
Yes, you must see the veranda.
It's on the east side, facing the Potomac River. Washington designed it. Is there a shop where we can buy books about Washington?
Yes, there's a gift shop. Do you want to see the garden? It has plants that were grown in Washington's time.
Flowers or vegetables?
Both. It has vegetables that they ate then, and it has the common flowers of the time.
Yes, I want to see the garden.
May we see the stables, too?
Sure. Come with me.
Спрашивая разрешение и задавая вопрос «можно ли?», мы узнаем о правилах поведения. Ответ может быть положительным. Послушайте.
May we see it?
Yes, of course.
May we see those?
Yes, you may.
Если же, согласно правилам, выполнить просьбу нельзя, ответ будет отрицательным. Послушайте.
May we smoke?
No, please don't smoke.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Please don't sit here. Please don't sit here.
Please don't smoke. Please don't smoke.
Please don't talk. Please don't talk.
Please don't follow me. Please don't follow me.
А теперь Мартин попросит разрешения что-либо сделать. Откажите ему, пожалуйста.
May I smoke?
Говорите.
No, please don't smoke.
May I come in?
Отвечайте. No, please don't come in.
May I sit here?
Живее. No, please don't sit there.
Martin, may we go to lunch?
Yes, that's a good idea. We'll buy your lunch.
You may not buy my lunch. You're my guests. Come on, we'll eat here.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Спальня.
Bedroom. Bedroom.
Каретный сарай.
Coach house. Coach house.
Столовая.
Dining room. Dining room.
Поместье.
Estate. Estate.
Мебель.
Furniture. Furniture.
Холл, вестибюль.
Hall. Hall.
Кладовая.
Storeroom. Storeroom.
Кабинет.
Study. Study.
Веранда.
Veranda. Veranda.
Баня, прачечная.
Wash house. Wash house.
Подарок.
Gift. Gift.
Акр.
Acre. Acre.
Группа.
Group. Group.
Гид.
Guide. Guide.
Прилагательные. Похороненные.
Buried. Buried.
Переполненный народом.
Crowded. Crowded.
Первоначальный, исконный, подлинный, оригинальный.
Original. Original.
Частный, личный.
Private. Private.
Общий, общественный.
Public. Public.
Гостиная, общая комната.
Public room. Public room.
Похожий, подобный.
Similar. Similar.
Глаголы принадлежать.
To belong. To belong.
Преподносить в качестве дара, передавать в дар.
To donate. To donate.
Развлекать.
To entertain. To entertain.
Курить, коптить.
To smoke. To smoke.
Выражение «Осторожно, не оступитесь».
Watch your step. Watch your step.
Осторожно, не ударьтесь головой.
Watch your head. Watch your head.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 62-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы повторим старые и выучим новые слова и выражения по теме «Семья». Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Афроамериканец, афроамериканка. Негр, негритянка.
African American.
Зрители.
Audience.
Цирк.
Circus.
Клоун.
Clown.
Костюм.
Costume.
Репетитор.
Tutor.
Дрессировать, тренировать.
To train.
Теща, свекровь.
Mother-in-law.
Тесть, свекр.
Father-in-law.
Двоюродный брат, двоюродная сестра.
Cousin.
Дочь.
Daughter.
Сын.
Son.
Брат.
Brother.
Сестра.
Sister.
Тетя.
Aunt.
Дядя.
Uncle.
Племянница.
Niece.
Племянник.
Nephew.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу. Thank you for your time.